So since we're both in the studio, Virginia, do you have any good failure stories?
Oh my God, I don't know if I can tell this story. It's really funny because I've been thinking about it a lot during, you know, our working on this show. Okay, so I was working for a public radio program. When a big film comes out, the press people put together a junket. And this was in 2006, and the film was A Prairie Home Companion, you know, which was kind of like, you know, it was the Robert Altman film.
Yeah, big, right? And a kind of a big to-do for NPR.
Big to-do for NPR, obviously. And so I went to this hotel room to interview a number of the stars.
Sure, yeah.
So there was Kevin Kline, John C. Reilly, Meryl Streep was there, Altman himself.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan was in this. She was not there, by the way. She was not on this little junket. So I went to get a kit, mini disc kit, right? They were quite light. You know, it was a sort of favored recording device, late 90s to the early aughts. The rule was you were supposed to replace the batteries every time you returned a kit. And, of course, people didn't always do them. And I meant to check that, but I didn't check it. And we're sitting there, and I have the recorder plugged in, and the host is doing a great interview, first with John C. Reilly. And then Meryl Streep comes in, and so we did this whole interview with Meryl Streep. You know, I never press stop. Then in comes Robert Altman, and I start to hear this little ground hum. You know, sometimes there's an electrical hum. You've heard this in your headphones when recording something. So I pulled out the plug to go on battery, and like 3 seconds later, the battery died. And none of those three recordings, John C. Reilly, Meryl Streep, Robert Altman, registered onto the disc. When I realized it, I mentioned it to the host, who was really upset at me. You know, I went back to work the next day, and it was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible day. I thought I was going to get fired. I was so uncomfortable, and I felt so stupid.
You know, when you tell that story, it is clear how badly it still hurts you.
You can see it. But this is it, Taylor, every time. I mean, I love Meryl Streep. I always love Meryl Streep. Now, I hear her name. I see her on an award show. You know, I hear she's in a new movie, and there is this just pang. And, you know, since then, the more people I've talked to about it, they all say, you know, someone lost an Al Gore interview when he was running for president, you know, someone I know. But, you know, they say that that's a mistake you make once. You will never, ever make that mistake again.
Have you ever made that mistake again?
Hells no.
Yeah.
Actually, here's what's happened. I do a lot less recording. I had an old friend who used to say, humility will find you. So whether or not you have it, there are things that you're going to do in your life that are going to set you up for a lesson in humility. You're going to screw up in some kind of way. And maybe that's what made the whole concept of this show so interesting to me, because it began with talking with a friend of mine who's an artist who's like working over and over and over in her studio trying to get something right and failing over and over again. And I just thought, how does somebody do that? And of course, it's the nature of what we do. You know, we're producing something every single day. And if it fails, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to happen. So I feel like I'm one of those people who does not have the stomach for failure.
Well, good thing you have a good team.
Yeah, thank goodness. Thank goodness this is being properly recorded right now.